something useful to know. That's good.
Okay, we changed the crop completely and changed your flat with studies for the high altitude studies with coffee crop. Okay, this research was developed in the Colombian Coffee Research Center in Colombia, South America, and we studied the effect of atmospheric carbon dioxide on canopy gas exchange and some biochemistry variables. Okay. In general, in Colombia, the coffee is produced from the north to from the south to north country, and in general in three regions. The north region from 900 to 1400 meters above sea level, and the central region from 1200 to 1600 meters above sea level, and in south too close to the equator line, geographic line. Okay, in general, the Colombian coffee farms use 3.6 million hectares and in several places, and the coffee farms, the number of coffee farms is this number. This is a lot of farmers. And in the farms, only near 9 million hectares, near to 1 million hectares, used for coffee plantation, the another crops 9%, 34% in pastures, and 34% in native forest in the high altitude conditions. Okay, the size of coffee farms is 20%, between 20 and 30 hectares, but 50% from 3 to 5 hectares, and rest of less than 10 hectares per farm. This is the completely two small farms that produce almost 10 million bags of coffee, of green coffee, per year. Okay, what's the problem? The problem is that here is the Colombian coffee zone, and here is the future scenario for climate change when the CO2 increase. And you can see that this area is very coincident with the red area, that is the high vulnerability to increase of CO2 and increase to rain and increase to erosion. And the another thing is that the coffee has two small genetic variability. But coffee has a high plasticity, phenotypic plasticity, because we can the coffee grow between 1,000 to 2,000 meters above sea level. For this reason, and for the weather and climatic variables they offer, you can see in general, in 1,000 above sea level, the rain offer is more than 2,000 millimeters per year. In bimodal distribution and good distribution per year, and increase until 1,500 meters above sea level to more than less than 2,000 millimeters, and increase until 3,500 meters above sea level. But the temperature decrease with altitude almost 0.6 degrees per 100 meters above sea level, And the CO2 concentration decreased too. From, this is the means, the regular concentration of the CO2 in the air from 380 ppm until 320 ppm. This is the difference of 60 ppm. And the rain behavior is very coincident with the DPV and on the day. Okay. Then I will study in the chambers. And we have limitation of budget, and we can use the phase system. But we use the open top chambers here, and we designed the closed chambers and increase the turbulence of the air inside. And first, we measure the canopy temperature and measure the air temperature and measure the humidity, the air humidity inside the chamber. And we put in the plants here in the open top chamber, and we use this compressor and send the air to this one, and we measure the canopy photosynthesis by the ADC infrared gas analyzers for water and CO2, and whole variables, temperature, relative humidity, and another capture with this data logger in real time. Okay. The treatments were the control, the regular air CO2 concentration day by day, and the another one is the air concentration plus 200 ppm, and the another plus 400 ppm. In general, we use the compressor, the air from compressor, and go there, and increase by these mixers the CO2 in these quantities. Okay. The response variables was net photosynthesis, dark respiration and transpiration, for growth and dry matter accumulation, was hail of plant, number of leaves, number of nodes, number of branches, and the dry matter accumulated by several organs and leaf area behavior. And some photosynthetic biochemistry variables as a total protein, leaf protein, chlorophyll, Rubisco activity, PAPC activity, and glycolate oxidase activity. Okay, here you can see the behavior of the CO2 in the air. In general, this is the behavior, and here's the means, and we obtain the several offer of CO2 by in air. This is the control plus 200 ppm and 400 ppm, and maintain for 3 or 4 months. Okay, here is the daily canopy photosynthesis, and you see the immediately effect of 400 ppm on canopy photosynthesis, and the respiration, the dark respiration is very important, because you can see the high respiration for the control. Then the CO2 increase the photosynthesis and decrease or maintain the dark respiration related with the high CO2 concentration. This is the relation, the association or the relation between the photosynthetic active radiation with the canopy photosynthesis. You can see four cycles of medition. Each 2 months, the red is the air concentration plus 400 ppm, and for each cycle was similar and related with the control. Then the photosynthetic activity increased and maintained for several months. And this one, this increase the number of leaves for plant, increase the number of branches, and the number of branches is very, very important because in branches are nodes, and in each node produce the flowers for coffee production. Here is the response in nodes. The hay plants increase, but it's not the difference between 400 and 200 ppm increase, and the diameter of stem increase. Okay. For dry matter accumulation, the roots increase, and this is very interesting because not only increase the dry matter and include the volume and the area of exposition in the soil and increase the efficiency of use of water and increase the efficiency of minerals as nitrogen, for example. Increase the dry matter accumulation in branches, in the stems, and in leaves. Then, in general, coffee is a C3 plant, and for history, was the plant when discovered the photorespiration system. Relation with leaf area is the effects on leaf area. This is the red, and from the first one cycle of measurements and increase in each time by time. Related with photosynthetic biochemistry, here there is a small effect of increase of CO2 in the first cycles of measurement related with chlorophyll, but next you can see that increase for 4 ppm, and this is a sign that that this is a point that increased the nitrogen use efficiency, and here increased the protein, the total protein in the leaves, and increase the Rubisco activity. And this PAP is more related with dark respiration than photosynthetic carboxylation pathways. Okay, this is the conclusion, and is the increase in percentage from related with the control from in leaves increased 12% and 15%, and you can see that in general the coffee plant responds to the increase of CO2, and this is so good for us because increase the temperature. And CO2 is as a fertilizer system, natural fertilizer system, because if you remember, when we increase in altitude, decrease the CO2, and if the CO2 increase by emissions, then it's a good for us for coffee production system. Then we see the coffee growing area for Colombia and the tropical area, that the climate change is an opportunity for us for increase the coffee production and offer the coffee to the world. This is the conclusion. Thank you very much.
Time for questions. David.
No, it's a perennial plant.
It's okay. I'm just curious with potato. I see somewhere, and it's obviously an annual, but this is grown as an annual. But it's indeterminate in that you get vegetative growth well beyond the reproductive stage or the initiation of tubers. And I see the same kind of things where you have increased number of branches and not necessarily more leaves, but we see squatter plants, which look looks like you have in short and fine height as well, in response to CO2. And it's interesting how things are, at least with those two plants that are similar, some similar response. I guess the other question I had is, what about temperature? You know, as far as increases in higher altitude, is that something that has to be considered?
Okay, in general, inside the chamber, the temperature increase with the CO2 increase, okay? But the, in the field, we hope that when CO2 increase, the temperature increase and increase the metabolism, but the CO2 increase the biomass, the branches, the nodes, in the branches and increase the production, and for us is good, but in general it's good because we have a good offer of rain of water, because the water use efficiency and the consumptive water use for coffee is no more than 1,000 millimeters per year, and we have places with more than 2,000 millimeters per year, and the water is not the limitant for production. Then the limitant is temperature and probably the CO2, and this is the opportunity for us. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, thanks, Nestor. Okay, and thank you everyone for your presentation. And that concludes our section.